Hi, and welcome to Speaking of Sex with the Pleasure Mechanics. I'm Chris.
I'm Charlotte.
We are the Pleasure Mechanics, and on this podcast, we offer expert advice and practical strategies so you can have the amazing sex you crave. You can submit a question to be answered on future episodes by going to pleasuremechanics.com and hitting the Ask Us Anything button. While you're there, please check out our complete suite of online multimedia courses designed to help you master new erotic skills and have the amazing sex life you deserve. As a listener of Speaking of Sex, please use the code SPEAKINGOFSEX for 20% off any of our online courses. On this episode, we're going to be talking about the problem of faking orgasm that affects both men and women. Charlotte's going to get us started by reading a question submitted by a listener.
Megan writes, "Hey guys, I have a situation I'm hoping you can help me with. I'm 28 and have been with my boyfriend for 5 years. He just proposed and I said yes. The problem is I've been faking orgasms for our entire relationship. If I'm going to marry the guy, I want to be honest with him and work on having better sex. How do I tell him I've been faking without crushing his ego? Sex feels good, but not great. I can easily have orgasms when I'm alone, but with him, I usually don't get all the way there. I've had a few orgasms with him, mostly during oral sex, but the rest of the time, I fake to get it over with. Should I tell him?" Ooh, Megan, this is a big question.
Well, first of all, you are certainly not alone. One study reported that 80% of women fake during intercourse at least half the time, and 25% of those women fake it during orgasm 90% of the time. So there is a large problem here of women faking orgasms during intercourse. And we'll get into a little bit about why so many women are having to fake orgasms. But in this episode, we hope to mostly focus on how you can communicate with your lover. So whether or not you disclose the fact that you've been faking orgasms, you can communicate your way to better sex and live happily ever after.
It's important to remember that only 25% of women are consistently having orgasms during vaginal sex. It seems as though there are a lot of women out there who are consistently feeling pressure to have orgasms during intercourse. But the reality is that very few women are experiencing that. So we need to start undoing the scripts that make us all think that we should and that there's something wrong if we don't have an orgasm.
Right, and this is mostly just a matter of anatomy. Most women need focused clitoral stimulation to have an orgasm, and intercourse alone doesn't usually provide enough clitoral stimulation of the external or the internal clitoral bodies to create the orgasmic response for women. And so our golden rule is to have orgasms, or at least get highly, highly aroused before you move on to intercourse, and hands and mouths are very good tools for this. And not to expect intercourse itself to be orgasmic for women unless you provide that focused clitoral stimulation. And we've done other episodes on this. Go to our podcast archive at pleasuremechanics.com and look for the episode on female orgasm during intercourse, or listen to the archive because we've talked about it a lot. So we won't get into exactly the mechanics of orgasmic intercourse in this episode. Let's talk more about the issue of communication towards better, more orgasmic sex so you're not pressured to fake it. Because when I hear that you're faking to get it over with, that sounds to me like the sex itself isn't all that pleasurable and you're maybe offering it up to relieve his needs, to serve him, to be this kind of vessel of being fucked for his pleasure. And that is not really the approach we encourage women to have around intercourse.
Right. Making sex in its broadest definition extremely pleasurable for you is the goal. Intercourse can be a part of that, but it's only one part of that. And when we broaden sex in this way, there are so many more opportunities for you to be having orgasm through manual and oral sex that when you get to intercourse itself, it will probably feel way better, so that you don't need to rush anything or fake anything, and that it just feels really good to you authentically.
And we start this by broadening the definition of sex. And again, we've talked about this before, but the essential thing is to rethink what it means to have sex. Too many people think that sexual intercourse has to be included in every sexual encounter, and this puts a lot of pressure on both partners to perform the act of intercourse in order to feel successful. When you take the approach instead of approaching every sexual encounter with a question of how can I pleasure you, what would feel best for you, what are you up for right now, and you're able to have that dialogue in the moment, then you can do the things that your body is authentically craving, and you can play with the experiences that give you orgasms and bring you sexual satisfaction, whether or not that includes intercourse. And so you mentioned that you're orgasmic with oral sex, so I would start by doing more of that. Tell him in a very positive way that you love it when he goes down on you, you can't stop thinking about it, and you want more. Most guys would be really happy to hear that and really happy to serve you.
Right, so this is also a way that you can begin to incrementally shift your sex life towards the kind of sex you want to be having in a positive way, so that the question of whether or not you disclose that you haven't been having orgasms doesn't have to be the be-all and end-all. It's really about getting you guys back on track for having the amazing sex that's possible.
In fact, would we recommend that you probably doesn't tell him?
I don't know. I think that's so personal. That's so couple to couple. I mean, I think for some people, that's really going to be an important breakthrough where there's way more honesty that's happening, where you're showing up and sharing what's really going on for you. And I think that that's important for some people, and for other people,
it may be soul crushing.
Yeah, it's just, but if you're going to get married and you want to spend your life with this person, you do want to have honesty going forward.
And it should be noted here that there are men who fake orgasms as well, especially if you're using a condom. It can be really easy for men to fake an orgasm and pretend he's ejaculated and pull out and end the sexual encounter. And a lot of men do this instead of confronting the loss of an erection or another reason that he wants to stop intercourse. And so there's pressure on both sides to perform. And what we know is that anxiety around performance is one of the biggest things that gets in the way of sexual performance. And so it does go both ways. So who knows, maybe he's been faking a little bit too, or he's less than satisfied. And if you open up a conversation, starting with really positive statements like, I really love you, I really want to have a great sex life with you for the rest of our lives, and I want to work on making that happen, then that opens the conversation both ways on how do you optimize it, what do you need to feel more satisfied, what are you interested in exploring. So if you're going to tell him, let's start there. If you're going to tell him in a very constructive, positive way that leaves the conversation at what can we do to make our sex life better together, rather than I have a confession, I need to tell you this awful, shameful thing that I've been faking for 5 years and you're a lousy lover. Those are two really different beginnings to a potentially life-changing conversation.
Whether you tell him or not, you want to be beginning a conversation about what you want more of in your sex life. So you've determined that you can have orgasms on your own. You can have some orgasms during oral sex because it has been what's given you orgasms before. So start there and ask for more of that. And then slowly you can begin to expand your repertoire and encourage him to slow down, show him with your hands, with your words, with your expressions, what feels good, what you'd like more of, and keep communicating that.
And this process of asking for more of what works for you is really key for all of us. So I want to take a moment and explore this point. All too often, couples get into sexual scripts where they fall into bed, they make out in the same way, they go through the same motions and go through the same activities in the same order, and one or both of you ends up having an orgasm. And what we really encourage you to do is slow down the sexual experience and start taking time to explore all of the different ways you can turn one another on. And for you, this might mean, I need more full body touch before we even get to erotic stimulation. That's what I know I need to get in the mood to start building arousal and be ready for your touch your hands, your mouth, your cock. And if you can say that out loud, he may be very willing to provide it, but he only can do that if he knows that's what you need. And this is true for all of us. There are things that we can plug into our sexual experience in order to make it way more pleasurable, but we have to ask for it out loud. And it sounds so simple, but this is such a huge step that so many people skip over.
So let's all just take a minute and think about what is one thing we could make a request of our partner that we could add into our sex life that could really make a difference for us and make things feel even better.
This might be more kissing, striptease, more full body touch, full body massage, more oral sex, more stimulation before you get to intercourse, more anal stimulation, a little reach around while you're getting a blowjob. What is your one thing that you've been craving more of and that you haven't asked for? We're going to start 2015 off by asking for more of what we want, because these things really make a huge difference. Our listener here, Megan, loves her partner, is ready to marry him, but isn't having a satisfying sex life. What if she made a practice of starting to ask for what she wants? She may find that her partner is more than willing to provide it. He just needs directions. And this gets back to our point that improving your sex life doesn't have to be clinical. It doesn't have to be a cold exercise, and it certainly doesn't have to be soul crushing. I think so many of us have such ego about who we are as lovers because so many of us feel very insecure. Because after all, no one ever received a handbook on how to be a good lover. You've never been taught, and so how are you just supposed to know? And the key here is that couples create a culture within their relationship where this learning process, this exploring process, is a joyful one. It comes from a place of saying, out of the billions of people on planet Earth, I have chosen to have sex with you specifically. Therefore, let's make it as pleasurable as we can. How can I learn to serve you better? How can I learn to pleasure your body? What turns you on? What do you explore in your sexual fantasies? What are your particular erogenous zones? If we can start asking these questions with joy and curiosity rather than vulnerability and insecurity, everything changes, and this is how you start having the sex life you really want.
It's just important to know that whether you tell him or not, that you can slowly shift the sex that you're having into something that is more authentic, more fun, more pleasurable. And the best way to do that is to communicate every time something does feel good and encourage your lover through the power of
positive feedback.
Yeah, and gratitude until you shift it slowly bit by bit, until it is something that feels really good to you. But you do have to communicate with your lover when that is, because they cannot mind read. You have got to be the one to direct your experience.
When we have found that so many people really want to give their lovers pleasure, they just need a little instructions. Don't you think so many people are so generous at heart?
Oh yeah, people really want to make their lover feel phenomenal. All of us want that because it does feel good to our ego, and we want them to feel really good from this generous part of ourselves. So I think that on many accounts, each of us wants to do our very best for our lover. And most of us are incredibly grateful when we're given feedback and instruction about how to do that. That really makes it easier, so we don't have to guess.
So think of it as a real gift to talk to your partner about what feels good to you, what you need in bed to feel sexually satisfied, and try to create the culture in your relationship where doing that is a natural process, an ongoing thing. Because if you're going to be married for life and having sex for life, if you're in a long-term relationship, your sexual desires and needs are going to change again and again and again as you move through life. So this isn't a one-time conversation. It's an ongoing dialogue that we encourage you to have in an ongoing way with your partner so you can continue to grow together as sexual beings and create the sex life you really want together. And of course, we are here to support you every step of the way. Come on over to pleasuremechanics.com and check out our online courses. which are fabulous ways to grow together as a couple, learn and master new sexual skills with the assistance of our video, audio, and text guides.
Can I jump in there? I think the value of something like a course is that you can consume information in an easy way and then talk about them and share new ideas. And it's a really easy way to initiate exploration in a safe, comfortable way. So it can be an incredibly useful tool to play with.
So we just got an email from a couple that spent the first few days of the new year going through three of our courses, and they said that the process of being able to watch the video and talk about it and read the books and use the language they found there made the dialogue so much easier. And that was such a delightful email to get. So if you want to explore our online courses, go to pleasuremechanics.com. You'll see them all right there on the homepage. And as a listener of Speaking of Sex, use the code SPEAKINGOFSEX for 20% off any of the online courses. And they are, of course, backed by our 100% pleasure guarantee. So it is a no-risk exploration. I'm Chris.
I'm Charlotte.
We're the Pleasure Mechanics.
Wishing you a lifetime of pleasure.
Cheers.